HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Hockey Rants and Raves by Steve Dangle Glenn. Performed by Steve Dangle Glenn. That's me. Dedicated to my son, Leo, and my daughter, Isla. I wanted to dedicate my first book to you two as well, but you showed up late, a trait you definitely inherited from me. Foreword by Adam Wilde. Let me tell you about my friend Steve Dangle. Actually, he was Steve Glynn when I met him. Sir Oliver Mowat Collegiate Institute High School, 2002 to 2006. He was a good Catholic schoolboy, and I came from the heathen apostate atheist school diagonally opposite his at the other end of the block. We went to school on the same street for a decade but didn't meet until high school where, both lovers of being the loudest in the room, we found ourselves in drama class and a high school play together. The subject matter of the play, infidelity, homosexuality, pregnancy, suicide, and regret. If you're thinking, this sounds a bit dark. That's because it decidedly was. Our drama teacher, Ms. Kish, to whom we both owe a great debt of gratitude, was adamant that she was going to push every person in the cast to their absolute emotional limit. And she did. Our little play, which she wrote, went on to become a big hit at the Sears Drama Festival, a very prestigious high school thespian festival in Ontario. As you can imagine, this made us a hit with women, our moms, who were very proud. What strikes me now of thinking about it is how much Steve was always himself. He just walked around and would fire out these very clever, funny lines during the most serious moments. Rehearsal was grueling. Every day after school and 8 hours a day on weekends for months. We were not fully mature enough to understand some of the themes we were playing. And when things got too serious, Steve always cut the tension and we'd all be doubled over. He was the release valve for all of us. I love him. Absolutely love the man. I love working with him. I love being his friend. I love running a business with him. And I love observing him in his natural habitat, watching a Leafs game with nobody else around. Actually, it can be in a room full of people and nothing changes. The lines shoot out of his head and into the air in a stream of consciousness like a kid throwing buckets of paint at the wall. They're uneven, raw, sometimes raise your eyebrows, and yet when they hit your ears and enter the processing part of your brain, a couple things happen. Number one, you usually find yourself smiling at the ironic, sardonic, and sometimes flat-out wild things that he said. And number two, there's usually an element that you can instantly recognize, like you've heard it before, or that you've said it before, or that you were just about to say it, but you couldn't quite find the words or the timing or the sheer depth of emotion, in the Leafs' case, despair. But you recognize it. You relate to it. I've always thought that we gravitate toward people who, to some degree or another, say the things that the voices in our head say. Or would say, if we'd let them. We see and hear ourselves in someone else. And sometimes that person says what we feel better than we can. I think it's the same reason we love certain bands or singers but can't relate to others. Some speak the language of the voices in our heads, and some do not. What you're going to read in this book is a written account of the voice in Steve's head. The voice of one fan, but a fan who seems to have a propensity for saying what we are all thinking. It's the same voice that you get every time he sits down to record a Leafs fan reaction or record a podcast with Jesse and me. Steve's voice, quite loud to sit next to in real life, comes from an unencumbered, filter-free place in his head that really thinks what he says. He's not always right. Nobody is. But he is always honest. Well, you are.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?